Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern, brought to you every week at this time by new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion.
Palmolive Aftershave Lotion and Bill Stern are on the air. Palmolive Aftershave Lotion and Bill Stern with stories rare. It cools in seconds and soothes for hours, refreshes your face like April showers. Try Palmolive Aftershave Lotion.
Now, new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion brings you the 606th and last edition of the Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to bring you a special broadcast. A special broadcast on this, our last program for the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company. In a moment, this special broadcast, the story of our 12 and a half years on the air for Colgate. But first, Reel One. Hold the presses on this one. Yes, sir. I've got the biggest news. The hottest buy-in shaving comfort that ever came your way. You know, I've been telling you how wonderfully refreshed and invigorated your face feels after a brisk massage with new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion. Well, now you just can't afford not to try it, because now the treat's on us. Yeah, we're making a sensational offer that brings you the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion free of extra cost, except for the few pennies federal tax. Just listen.
Starting today, when you buy the giant size Palmolive or Colgate shaving cream, brushless or lather, you receive as a gift the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion. That's right. You get the regular 29-cent size bottle of new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion free of extra purchase cost.
Brother, this is some deal in shaving comfort. A chance to try new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion, the aftershave lotion that cools in seconds, soothes for hours, and try it at our expense. So act now. For a limited time only, you can get the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion free of extra purchase cost when you buy the giant-sized Palmolive or Colgate shaving cream, either brushless or lather. So ask your dealer today for the special combination package. You'll be saving up to 29 cents size, and you'll be treating your face to new Palmolive Aftershave Lotion. It cools in seconds. It soothes for hours. Reel 2. Profile of our last show for Colgate Palmolive Pete. Tonight is our last broadcast of this program for the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company. And because this is our last program for this sponsor, tonight we're going back and reviewing the past 12 and a half years that we've been on the air for the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company.
Just a minute, Bill Stern.
What is it?
Bill, before you begin your review of these past 12 and a half years, why don't you tell us how this program ever got on the air?
All right. All right, I will. The story of how this show ever came to be on the air began one day in the city of Chicago. That day in Chicago, a man named Stuart Sherman went to a motion picture theater. In that theater, he saw a face on the screen and he heard a voice. The face and the voice were mine. And they gave Stuart Sherman an idea to put me on the air coast to coast. Once Mr. Sherman had decided to put me on the air, we were then faced with a problem of what type of radio show would we do. Against everybody's advice, I thought of our present type of program. I knew that no regular radio sports show had ever lasted on a network over 1 year. And so we devised this type of sports show. A show of dramatic sports stories with a surprise ending. Our first show went on the air October 8, 1939. Immediately, the sports writers began to panic. Said one,
"The show is much too dramatic."
Said another,
"This show can't possibly last."
It couldn't last, eh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you now know, this show has lasted 12 and a half years. Not only that, but 12 and a half years under one sponsor. And next fall, we'll be back again, same time, same stations, with a new sponsor. But tonight, since this is our last program for the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, let's go back and review the 12 and a half years that we've been on the air for them. Let's begin with the first year that this program came on the air.
1939.
And the big song hit that year was... And that year, one of the greatest athletes of all time died. His name was Douglas Fairbanks. Our second year on the air was...
1940.
And the big song hit of that year was the never-to-be-forgotten song...
I'll never smile again.
That was the year that a former Indiana athlete was nominated for the presidency of the United States. His name was Wendell Willkie. Our third year on the air was
1941.
In 1941, the world was in flames, and yet our most popular song was called
I Don't Wanna Set the World on.
That was the year that a great American sports star died. His name was Lou Gehrig. A fourth year on the air was
1942.
And in 1942, we were all singing.
I left my heart at the stage door.
And that year, an American girl who'd made another girl into America's tennis champion was killed. Her name was Carol Lombard. Our fifth year on the air was
1943.
Remember the hit song of that year?
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Tonight on this last broadcast for the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, we're reviewing the great sports stories that we've told in the past 12 and a half years, and we're now up to the year of 1943. And in that year, an American sportsman was found alive after 21 days out on a life raft in the Pacific Ocean. He was found alive by a flyer that he himself had taught to fly. His name was Eddie Rickenbacker. Our sixth year on the air was
1944.
That year, Kate Smith had everyone singing.
God bless America.
That year, America's greatest polo player was killed in the war. Killed flying to see the son of a man who'd saved his life in another war. His name was Tommy Hitchcock. Our seventh year on the air was
1945.
And in 1945, we were all singing.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
That was the year that a dead track star came back to life after being given up for lost. His name was Louis Zamperini. Our eighth year on the air was
1946.
And the big song hit of 1946 was
when you're feeling
blue. On Christmas of that year, a man passed into eternity. His name was W.C. Fields. Our ninth year on the air was
1947.
Surely remember that year's song hit.
There's no business like show business, like no business like.
That year, a great prize fighter died in the ring. His name was Benny Leonard. Our tenth year on the air was
1948.
And our big song hit of 48 was
I'd Love to Get You.
That year, the greatest baseball player of all time died. His name was Babe Ruth. Our 11th year on the air was
1949.
In 1949, we were singing
Some Enchanted Evening, You May See a Strange.
In 1949, a man set a world's record running backwards, and he died. He was the never-to-be-forgotten dancer, Mr. Bill Robinson. Our 12th year on the air was
1950.
And the big song hit of last year was
Irene, good night, Irene.
And the big story of 1950 was the death of a great sportsman. A great sportsman who sang
Though April showers may come your way.
His name was Al Jolson. And that brings us up to this year.
1951.
And the big song hit early this year was
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz.
And now tonight in this year of 1951, we're now doing our last program for the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company. And tonight I think it's only fitting that on our last program for the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company that I thank all of those who've worked so hard with me over the last 12 and a half years. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with your permission, tonight, I'd like to thank publicly those who've helped to make this program a success. First, my thanks to the men who've been my producers for the past 12 and a half years, to Tony Leader, Murray Robinson, and to Chuck Kebby, to the men who over the years have helped me write the show. My thanks to Bill Davidson, Mac Davis, Barney Nagler, Alfred Palka, and to Ray Kimball, and to the sound men who've worked with me over the years, Max Russell and Manny Siegel, and to the engineers, Dud Connolly, Alex Horweth, Don Abbott, and George Bose, and to the quartet, who you've heard so many times singing all our songs and our theme. My thanks to these fours who've been with me from the very beginning, Mr. Jack Keating, Willard Young, Jay Alden, Ed and Adrian Revere, and to the announcers, Don Hancock, Charles McCarthy, and Arthur Gary. And my thanks to the organists, Rosaria and Murray Ross. And finally, thanks to the men who first put me on the air, Mr. Stuart Sherman, and thanks to Mr. E.H. Little and Bob Healy of the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company. Now, before we sign off for the last time, ladies and gentlemen,
I would also like to thank the great stars who've appeared on this program down through the years. But before I do that, I'd like to do my last commercial for Colgate Palmolive Pete. And so it here is. Ladies and gentlemen, my last commercial for a sponsor who's kept me on the air for 12 and one half years. 12 and a half years. Here goes my last commercial for Colgate. Reel 3. I know that once you try new Palmolive aftershave lotion, you'll buy it. You'll stay with it. You'll want it day after day for the wonderful, refreshed and invigorated feeling that it gives your face after shaving, and the remarkable way it soothes your face for hours. So here's an introductory trial offer that you just can't afford to miss.
Today, at any toilet goods counter, get any giant-size Palmolive or Colgate shaving cream, brushless or lather, and then receive free of extra cost the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive aftershave lotion. Yes, you get the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive aftershave lotion free of extra purchase cost.
And there it is, men. A really sensational deal in aftershaving comfort. Now remember, the treat's on us. For a limited time only, you get the regular 29-cent size new Palmolive aftershave lotion free of extra cost with your purchase of either the giant size Palmolive or Colgate shaving cream, either brushless or lather. Ask your dealer today for the special combination package. Pay for the shaving cream only and get the 29-cent size new Palmolive aftershave lotion free of extra cost, except for the few pennies federal tax. Remember, new Palmolive aftershave lotion cools in seconds and it soothes for hours. Act now, while this special introductory offer lasts.
And now, Bill, here's a special guest we have with us on your last show for Colgate. Here's Mr. James Douglas of the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company.
Thank you, Arthur. Bill, on this year's last program under the sponsorship of the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, it's my privilege to tell you how grateful all of us at Colgate are for the excellent work you've done for us. We want to thank you for your cooperation and compliment you on your excellent record of having never missed a program in the 12 and a half years you've been on the air for us. And now, Bill, as a small token of our appreciation, may I present you with this gold watch. It is with the deepest regret that we have come to a parting of the ways. Everyone at Colgate joins me in wishing you all the best in the years to come.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. And thanks to everybody at Colgate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you a moment ago, I want to thank all of the great artists who've appeared on this program for the past 12 and a half years. My thanks to Eddie Cantor, Rudy Vallee, Happy Chandler, Perry Como. Thanks to Ronald Regan, Lowell Thomas, Jack Dempsey, and Tony Martin. And I want to thank William Powell, Jimmy Stewart, George Raft, Horace Height. My appreciation to Mr. Herbert Hoover, Mr. Benny Goodman, Kay Kaiser, Miss Sonia Henney, Ben Hogan, Harry James, Dick Powell, Guy Lombardo, Al Jolson. And my thanks to Susan Hayward, Georgie Jessel, Pat O'Brien, Mr. Fred Waring, Morton Downey, Hildegard, Frank Sinatra, Jack Benny, Abbott and Costello. And my sincere thanks to Jack Carson, Lucille Ball, Orson Welles, John Garfield, to Dinah Shore, Sammy Kaye, to Gene Autry, and Mickey Rooney. And our thanks to Babe Ruth, God rest his soul in peace, Joe Lewis, Betty Grable, Paul Whiteman, Joe DiMaggio, Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, Walter Winchell. And our thanks to Milton Berle, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, Rita Hayworth, Linda Darnell, Shirley Temple, Boris Karloff, Jane Russell, and Danny Kaye. My thanks to all of you. Great stars and, more important, great people. Great stars who've appeared with me on this program for the past 12 and a half years. Believe me, I'll never forget you. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've come to the end of the road, and it's been a long road. We've told you dramatic stories every week for the past 12 and a half years. We've tried hard to entertain you, and if we made you just a little bit happier, then it hasn't all been in vain. But before I say goodnight, I want to tell you all that it's only because of you, the American public, that this show has lasted so long. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the 3-0 mark for tonight. We'll be back next fall, same time, same stations, for a new sponsor. Now, until we return, wherever you are across this nation, have a wonderful summer. And from the bottom of my heart, to all of you, thank you all very, very much. Good night.
tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.